taking an ever inconvenient break from my incredibly busy life just to bring you today's news. Yesterday, it is I, and not quite live and not quite the other side of the world. I was thinking, I don't know what to say today. No, George, come back. No, that doesn't mean that you've got to run out of the room. I know that they're going to get all worked up and worried about whether or not it's going to be boring today, but that's what I'm going to tell them, and it's never boring. I've got my blank paper right here to prove it. Okay, thank you for, all right. Almost lost George there for, I say that I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I said that prior to now, I didn't know what I was going to talk about now. And then he didn't let me finish and he was already gone. How did you ever do that? Do you ever tune people out when they say they don't know what they're going to say? I mean, that's always when I pay attention more to someone. I don't know. Is it just me, George? Are there some basic things? Yeah, that's right. Like we were talking today. I was having a conversation with a friend this week and we were talking about what can you teach? What can you teach someone? Do you know what you can teach someone? Do you know? You can teach. I had to study in, of course, in college. Well, not necessarily college. Oh, no. It's not that you can only teach what you've learned. You can only teach what you've done. Learning doesn't make you able to teach something. Learning makes doing it less painful. You waste less time getting it done because you've been told some basic things. You've learned a thing or two. You don't act like you were raised by wolves. You don't tie your shoes wrong, so you're able to tie your shoes right, which means you tie them faster. You put them on quicker and you take them off quicker because you tie them correctly. Or one of the many ways that's correct, but generally speaking, we know how to tie shoes. There are a lot of things in this world that you need to have someone teach you. And I'll tell you what, I am amazed. I never stop being amazed at the people who make glaring announcements about what a bad job their parents did. And they don't even know it. Simply because of the things that they expect other people to not know.
How could anyone know that?
How could anyone know that?
Yeah! I mean, that's...
Their dad teaches them when they're five? It's
something you want to think about as a parent. You know, I'd say some of the most arrogant people in the world are parents. They think that they just know everything. It's like they're 13-year-olds all over again. Well, now I'm a parent. Now I am a, you know, first I've got a teen in my age, right? My age, it's no longer 12, it's 13. I have a teen in the age that I've got, right? Okay, so now you know everything. Well, I've got keys to a car. Oh, now I know everything, right? Oh, I'm at college. Oh, now I know everything. Oh, now I've got kids. Oh, now I know everything. And it's just the same old nonsense. I ask any teacher. Parents and teachers are the most immature people in the world. A lot, you know, kids get it from their parents. I don't want to rail too much, but now I never tolerate anyone around me ever saying, when you get to be a parent. I never tolerate that. I only hear and accept when you get to be a grandparent. You weren't there when you were growing up. You don't remember. You weren't cognizant yet. Only a grandparent has seen life go from infant all the way up to making another infant. When you get to be a parent, you're the most arrogant and the most out of your league. And you got no business talking because you haven't done it yet. And how many other things are there things that are like that? We think that we're ready to teach someone something because we've learned it.
Okay, you've learned it. That having learned something means you're ready to do it without making lots of noob mistakes. You're going to know where the ropes are. You're not going to fall on your face and get bruised as much, and you're not going to waste as much time. But you're still going to have to go figure out how it works. You've still got to learn to walk, and you got to get the little tiny balancing muscles working. And you got to know what it's actually like in the field. It's called field work, field experience. You only can teach what you've done in the field. Anything else, you're just messing people up. You're just teaching people to take tests on how to teach people to take tests. If you haven't done, past tense, done it. So do things, I guess. I'll tell you, though, it's amazing how many people think that that's some profound idea. What's become of us? That we think that you can teach something because someone taught you. That's... No. I mean, does the phone go into the phone or does the phone go into the charger? You know, teach equals teach? No. Phone goes to charger. If your computer doesn't have power, you don't plug it into a computer. You plug it into the power. If you want good steak, you have au jus. Or you drink it with a good tannic red wine or a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi for those of you in Big Rapids. But you've got, if you put two different things together. If you want your steak to taste better, you don't just put more steak on, although you can't go wrong with more steak, I'll admit. But you got to add something else. Just because someone taught you doesn't mean that you're ready to teach someone else. That's like teaching equals teaching. And no, it doesn't. Teaching leads to doing more effectively. Doing successfully, effectively, as in you try and you don't fail, you try and you did what you tried, leads you to be able to teach someone else. So there's a lot of things. Common sense just isn't common to people anymore. And, you know, I've been looking, you know, how in the world today, how do I manage to not get all depressed? How do I manage to keep a good attitude? Some call it staying positive, I suppose. I don't try to stay positive. I just work. I just focus on the task that's in front of me, and I'd get more tasks to do. And I'll tell you, I'm really happy. This week, I did a bunch of server updates. Yeah, I know. You knew that I wouldn't be able to manage it through a podcast without talking about what my server updates were going to be. So I don't know. That's how I get... When I deal with all these people all around me, I just keep working. I keep working on what my responsibility, what my job is to do. The answer for everything is work. Do something. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do. Get off your bum. Don't just be lazy and go do. If you're tired, then sleep so you can get up and do. Do. Study before you do. Pay attention. Don't run into the room. Don't dive into concrete head first. But do. Study up and then go do. And make bank. Make money. And you can do whatever you want. You got the money. Money solves so many problems. How many marriages break up because of money? Well, that and premarital sex. I just tell you, I'll tell you what, you know, sex makes orphans and marriage makes babies who grow up and act like adults. Anyhow, I should probably get to the point. It's easy to hate the bad guys so much that we forget to love the good guys. This usually drives mid-managers and second lieutenants to become tyrants, even though they want to achieve something good. Never hate evil so much that you forget to love goodness. In fact, it's probably best to just love what is good and forget about evil, lest evil open its back door to infiltrate your heart. This applies to mentoring as much as leading. Many brilliant consultants get fired. Frankly, it's everyone's fault when the consultant and the client forget to love goodness the most. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.